down by the track. The Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us today live in the studio is Mayor Karen Wall. I got everybody mixed up. Mayor Karen Smythe and our friend Jeff Walsh. They are here to talk about Red Hook and Hard Scrabble Day. Good morning, friends.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us this morning.
Good morning, Rick.
It's a real pleasure, as you can tell and differentiate the voices. That's Karen and Jeff here. And Hard Scrabble Day is back in action. This is the third year that it's back. Was it off for 2 years?
It was just off for the 1 year. There was a virtual Hard Scrabble in 2020. It might have been like a drive-through Hard Scrabble. But in 2021, we came back with the music. 2022, we enhanced the music, and this year we're continuing that.
Well, that's fantastic. And what a great lineup of music that you have. And it starts off with kids music.
That's right. We're super excited. So last year we had Kids Scrabble, and we're bringing that back. We have yoga, kids yoga from Yoga Mat in Tivoli.
This year, wait, who runs the kids yoga?
It is not a kid. Her name is Jen. She does all these great yoga moves for kids, and they're really good at it too. Then we have a Nutty Scientist, a group who are going to do some really fun and wacky science experiments.
So hands-on?
Very hands-on, absolutely. Cool. And then we're going to end Kid Scrabble with the great rock band Rat Boy Jr.
Love them. Tim and Matt.
Absolutely.
Great, fun, dynamic duo.
They played it last year, and they're just fantastic. They do a great job with the kids.
They do. And now, as you have it perfectly timed, because kids get up early. Older folks, on the weekend, we like to sleep a little bit late, if we could. So then comes Teen Scrabble.
Teen Scrabble, yes. We are very blessed in this area to have a lot of really great rock academies and rock schools.
And super talented kids.
It's so amazing. These are going to be the talents that are going to be headlining Hard Scrabble in years to come. But this year, we're really pleased to have the Rhinebeck School of Music join us. And then we have another teen band that is just added to the bill called the Fisher Band. So it's going to be a great time. Lots of really fun, talented teens in the afternoon.
Well, that's cool. The Fisher Band, what are they all about?
It's a female fronted band playing some just really fun rock and roll.
Love fun rock and roll.
One more thing about Kid Scrabble that we forgot to mention is we have all of these vendors that are going to be there as well in the parking lot. And they all have a lot of fun activities for the kids. Cool. Games, hands-on things, stuff like that.
And don't forget story time. There'll be story time in between the acts.
Absolutely. Really?
Yes, lunch with the mayor at noontime.
Really? Okay. And then are you reading?
I am.
Wow. You have any selections picked out? Or you want to keep them a secret?
Yeah, it'll be a surprise.
Cool. Good night, Moon?
Not at noon.
No, classic, though.
Yeah, that is a classic.
Well, Karen Smythe is the mayor of Red Hook. She's with us here in the studio, and you hear her voice. Karen, how is it as mayor of Red Hook?
It is great to be the mayor of Red Hook. It's a wonderful village. It's an incredible community. And one of the things that I love about Hard Scrabble and what we've tried to do as a team is really create this event that brings the community together. Mm. And I will say there's an exciting project that's being put on by the Human Relations Committee this year that they're calling We Are Neighbors. And it's large individual photos of people from the neighborhood. There are over 50 of them, and they're going to be displayed throughout the municipal parking lot. And come on down and see who your neighbors are.
Oh, that's super cool. And will the people in the pictures represent themselves? Be like, howdy, neighbor, I'm here. Shake my hand.
I think that's their option.
Well, I think it's going to be kind of like a Where's Waldo. So we want you to walk around Hard Scrabble and see if you can find the people in the pictures.
That's my neighbor. Well, it's going to be a great event. Now, as somebody who has performed at Hard Scrabble, and done stage announcements. It's really an event that I look forward to year after year. It's really fun to be out in the community, and I know in the past there's been parades happening.
So the parade is not happening on Hardscrabble Day. Okay. However, we have moved the parade to Halloween. So on Saturday, October 28th, come on down, bring your best costume, and march with us through the village. It's great fun.
That's cool. But what other activities of Hardscrabble can you tell the folks that they can enjoy?
Well, since we've talked about the kids and we've talked about the teens, let's talk about the adults.
Okay.
We have a great lineup in the evening. Starting at 5 o'clock, we're going to kick things off with a special performance by David Farrow, who's from the VFW. He's going to play a few songs for us.
Oh, cool.
Then we're going to have Red Hook's Celtic Heels really kick things off with their Irish dancing, pun intended.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard to do Irish dancing. I watch, I spectate, and I move my feet and keep my arms real straight, but have no groove like they do.
So no guest performance from you then,
no,
huh?
No, not happening.
After that, we've got the music going on. We've got Brass Kill, which is a local New Orleans brass band that will be playing. Then we're very excited to have Lara Hope and the Arctones, and Lara was just here last week promoting the event.
Yeah.
And then we're going to end things with a salsa band from Brooklyn called Los Hacheros.
They are cool.
They are very cool.
They have the rhythm.
They sure do.
I definitely won't be bringing.
You know, there's something else that we're doing at Hardscrabble that can help you find that rhythm. We do have our beer tent, which for me always helps me find the rhythm that I am sometimes lacking. The beer tent features a lot of local breweries in the area. Of course, it is 21 and over, but we do encourage everyone to enjoy a couple of brews or ciders while they're enjoying the music.
Well, that's cool. What other kinds of food is going to be available?
So we're going to have Aloha Taco. We'll have Dell's Creamery. Red Hook Responds. We'll have their food truck there. And there's always the delicious food that's around in the village of Red Hook where people can find some of the new stores that have opened over the past year.
And I think late night, we're going to have the Corner Counter have some food options available during the late night session as well.
Oh, cool. Well, it's always good to be nutrished while you're enjoying a day outside. Now, may I ask, because just moments before we chatted, I read the weather. Now, the weather's a little sketchy on Saturday. What happens if it rains?
This is a rain or shine event. We do have a tent available.
Big tent.
It's a big tent, yes. But we do hope and pray that we have good weather. I'm very optimistic about this. But I do know one thing, that regardless of the weather, the entertainment and music is going to be fantastic. So it's going to be a good day no matter what.
And I'll make the point that the last few weekends, it's supposed to have rained all weekend and it didn't. So we're counting on that too.
This is true. Threatening skies, but no rain. And hey, we live in the Hudson Valley. We know what weather is like. And we get all four seasons. Rain comes throughout the year. So it's not a big deal. Bring an umbrella. Be prepared. It could rain. But my prediction, it's not going to rain on Hardscrabble. Maybe 9 in the morning and maybe midnight till 3 in the morning. But in the middle of the day, there could be clouds. But my prediction, it's going to be a beautiful day.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, I'm not a meteorologist. I just play one on the radio. And, well, it's a great pleasure. The future of Red Hook is looking great. We got a brand new sewer system here in town. And what else is great about Red Hook, Karen Smythe?
Well, you mentioned one of my favorite topics, which is that sewer system, which I like to say it's the first time in the history of the village that we have a municipal sewer system. But what that leads to is more interest in the community. So we have new businesses that have opened up even within the past year, a couple of new restaurants. And we are also looking at Abraham's Park, which is a 7-acre park owned by the village that really is underutilized. So we've got a team looking at that. We'll be asking questions about what you'd like to see in Abraham's Park.
Nice.
We also have Cookingham Farm, which has recently been purchased by the town in order to conserve the land, but also to carve off a section that's going to create some housing. And I love the term attainable housing, so that people who want to be here can afford to stay. And
that's
so
good news.
Yeah, we've got lots of things going on here in the village. It's a very exciting time to be here.
Yeah, that's definitely a great point and something great to look forward to in the future. So the residents who live and grow in this area can stay, and we like that.
Exactly. And one more point, positive mm-hmm. point about the sewer system. Yeah. It also helps to keep our water clean, which is an important thing.
And I'm sure that scientifically that all gets included in your big plan for Red Hook. So thank you, Karen Smythe, mayor of Red Hook. Jeff Walsh is here, and Hard Scrabble kicks off at 10 a.m. on Saturday in the village of Red Hook. Across the street, most of the action from the village hall in Red Hook. So you can't miss it. It's centrally located to everywhere in the KZE listening area. And how about some more hooks? What else you got to bring the people to Red Hook?
Well, I think that if we get a record crowd, I think that we can convince Rick to get up on stage with the Celtic Heels.
It's a very disciplined dance. I'm more of a freeform dancer. Not like Elaine on Seinfeld, but, you know, I got groove. But
and that would be fun to see.
It may happen, especially with Los Jarachos.
Los Hacheros.
Hacheros. They're fantastic. I'm going to play some of their music in a little bit once we say goodbye. So that'll be fun and get people in the mood and in the groove for Red Hook Hard Scrabble Day. And this is an annual event, and we were trying to figure out amongst the three of us how long it goes back, but it's a really long tradition. We haven't come up with the exact date it started, but it's been something that's been super successful and a lot of fun throughout the years. There's been some major headliners throughout the years, and this year it's going to be great and family-oriented, so the whole team can have a good time. There's something for everyone at Hard Scrabble Day. And thanks, Karen and Jeff, for joining us this morning. And what are you guys doing the rest of the day?
I'm headed to Village Hall to work on village business.
Nice. Jeff?
I am not headed to Village Hall to work on village business.
Monkey business? What do you got going on, Jeff?
We'll see.
All right. Well, good. And these are two very important people. They have very important work to do, just as we all do. So keep on keeping on out there. And don't miss Hard Scrabble Day this Saturday, kicking off at 10 o'clock. Please bring the kids at 10 o'clock in the morning. They'll be up. They'll be ready to go. And tell them there's something for them to do. Forget about you. Take out the kids and have a good time. You guys going to have corn on the cob?
No, I'm not sure we'll have corn on the cob, but I think there may be some kettle corn.
Okay, that's off the cob.
And there'll be corn and there'll be corn on the cob at the Migliorelli farm stand just down the road.
Perfect. We love that. All the best to both of you, and have an excellent Hard Scrabble Day. Remember, friends, it's rain or shine. Be prepared and have a good time. Don't let the weather impede your plans to have fun. Thank you both for being here, Mayor Karen Smythe and Jeff Walsh, and congratulations on another soon-to-be successful Hard Scrabble Day.
Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick. Love your show.
Thank you, and we'll see you soon. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll keep things moving forward in every direction. We'll take a little break and then we'll come back with Los Hacheros next. Maybe next.
The science behind the smile. That's the focus at the Uptown Kingston Dental Office of Drs. Jeffrey and Maureen Villiers.